You're listening to the Holy Bible One Year Challenge with Master Storyteller Michael Wood, featuring the easy-to-read version and used by permission from Bible Week International. Enjoy the show!
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 119. We are continuing in the book of Joshua, and let's call this the geography episode, where Joshua will list all the areas, regions, and cities, and villages, and geographical landmarks that mark the borders of all the different tribes of Israel. And if you're to get anything from this, I would say that it is this level of detail that's been written down to help show and demonstrate the Bible's authenticity. Because let's remember, these people did not have Google Maps. And we are starting the Gospel of John. This is the fourth gospel, and I will give a more detailed introduction later in the episode. But one thing you'll notice is in the very first chapter, we go straight to John the Baptist. No nativity scene here. John, who incidentally is different than John the Baptist, really begins the story when Jesus starts his ministry. So stay with us for more details and refer to your show notes to follow along. Joshua chapter 15. Land for Judah. The land that was given to Judah was divided among the families of that tribe. That land went south to the border of Edom and continued all the way to the desert of Zin in the distant south. The southern border of Judah's land started at the south end of the Dead Sea. The border went south to Scorpion Pass and continued on to Zin. Then the border continued south to Kadesh Barnea. It continued past Hezron to Adar, then turned towards Karka. From there it went to Asmon, then to the Brook of Egypt, which it followed to the sea. That was the southern border of Judah and all the tribes of Israel. Their eastern border was the shore of the Dead Sea to the area where the Jordan River flowed into it. The northern border started at the area where the Jordan River flowed into the Dead Sea. Then the northern border went to Beth Hogla and continued north of Beth Araba. The border continued to the stone of Bohan, the son of Reuben. Then the northern border went through the valley of Achor to Debir. There the border turned to the north and went to Gilgal. Gilgal is across from the road that goes through the mountain of Adumim. It is on the south side of the brook. The border continued along the waters of En Shemesh. The border stopped at En Rogel. Then the border went through the valley of Ben Hinnom, beside the southern side of the Jebusite city, that is, Jerusalem. There the border went to the top of the hill on the west side of Hinnom Valley. This was at the northern end of Rephaim Valley. From there the border went to the spring of water of Nephtoah. Then the border went to the cities near Mount Ephron. There the border turned and went to Bala. Bala is also called Kiriath-Jearim. At Bala, the border turned west and went to Mount Seir. The border continued along the north side of Mount Jearim, Kesalon, and continued down to Beth Shemesh. From there, the border went past Timnah. Then the border went to the hill north of Ekron. From there, it turned to Shekaron and went past Mount Bala. It continued on to Jabneel and ended at the sea. So the Great Sea was the western border. The families of Judah lived inside these four borders. The Lord had commanded Joshua to give Caleb, son of Jephunneh, part of the land of Judah. So Joshua gave him the town of Kiriath Arba, that is, Hebron. Arba was the father of Anak. Caleb forced the three Anakite families living in Hebron to leave there. Those families were Shishai, Ahiman, and Talmai. They were from the family of Anak. Then Caleb fought against the people living in Debir, which was called Kiriath Sefer at that time. Caleb said, "I will give my daughter in marriage to the man who attacks and conquers Kiriath Sefer." Othniel, the son of Caleb's brother Kenaz, defeated the city. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to Othniel as his wife. After Aksa, and Othniel were married, she told him they should ask her father for some land. So Aksa went to her father. As she was getting off her donkey, Caleb asked her,
"What are you doing here?"
Aksa answered,
"I came to ask you for a favor. You gave me dry desert land in the Negev. Please give me some land with water on it."
So Caleb gave her what she wanted. He gave her the upper and lower pools of water in that land. The tribe of Judah got the land that God promised them. Each family group got part of the land. And the southern part of the Negev, the tribe of Judah got all these cities near the border of Edom: Kabzeel, Eder, Jagur, Kena, Dimona, Hadada, Kadesh, Hazor, Ithnan, Ziph, Telem, Beloth, Hazor Hadata, Kiriath Hezron, or Hazor, Amam, Shema, Molada, Hazar Gada, Heshmon, Beth Pelet, Hazar Shaul, Beersheba, Biziothiah, Bela, Eim, Ezim, Eltolad, Kessel, Orma, Ziklag, Madmana, Sansana, Lebeoath, Shilhim, Ain, and Ramon. In all, there were 29 cities, the villages around them. In the western foothills, the tribe of Judah got these cities: Eshtael, Zora, Ashna, Zanoa, Enganim, Tapua, Enam, Jarmuth, Adulam, Soka, Ezekah, Sheraim, Edithaim, and Gedera, or Gederathaim. In all, there were 14 cities with the villages around them. The third area given to the tribe of Judah includes these cities: Zenon, Hadashah, Migdal Gad, Dilion, Mizpah, Jokthiel, Lachish, Boskoth, Eglon, Kabon, Lamas, Kitlish, Gederoth, Beth Dagon, Nama, and Makeda. In all, there were 16 cities with the villages around them. The next area included these cities: Libna, Ether, Ashen, Ifta, Ashna, Nezib, Kila, Akzib, and Marisha. In all, there were 9 cities with the villages around them. The next area given to Judah included these cities and the land around them: Ekron and the small towns and villages near it. The area west of Ekron included the cities near Ashdod with the small towns around them. It also included Ashdod with the small towns and villages around it, as well as Gaza with the towns and villages around it. Their land continued to the brook of Egypt and followed it to the coast of the Great Sea. In the hill country, the land given to Judah included these cities: Shamir, Jatir, Soka, Dana, Kiriath, Sena, or Debir, Anab, Eshtema, Anim, Goshen, Holon, and Gilo. In all, there were 11 cities with the villages around them. The next area in the hill country included these cities: Arab, Duma, Eshan, Janim, Beth Tupua, Ephika, Humta, Kiriath Arba, or Hebron, and Zior. In all, there were 9 cities with the villages around them. Another area in the hill country included these cities: Maon, Carmel, Ziph, Juta, Jezreel, Jokdim, Zanoa, Cain, Gibeah, and Timnah. In all, there were 10 cities with the villages around them. They were also given an area in the hill country that included these cities: Palhul, Bethzur, Gedor, Marath, Bethanath, and Eltekon. In all, there were 6 cities with the villages around them. One more area in the hill country included the 2 cities of Rabbah and Kiriath Baal, or Kiriath Jearim. In the desert, the tribe of Judah was given these cities: Beth Araba, Midin, Sakaka, Nibshan, Salt City, and En-Gedi. In all, there were 6 cities with the villages around them. The people of Judah were not able to force out the Jebusites living in Jerusalem. That is why the Jebusites still live among the people of Judah in Jerusalem. Joshua chapter 16. Land for Ephraim and Manasseh. This is the land that the family of Joseph received. This land started at the Jordan River near Jericho and continued to the waters of Jericho. This was just east of Jericho. The border went up from Jericho to the hill country of Bethel. Then the border continued from Bethel, or Luz, to the Arkite border at Ataroth. Then the border went west to the border of the Japhethites. It continued to lower Beth Haran, then went to Gezer and continued to the sea. So the people of Manasseh and Ephraim got their land. Manasseh and Ephraim were sons of Joseph. This is the land that was given to the people of Ephraim. Their eastern border started at Ataroth Adar, near upper Beth Haran. And the western border started at Michmethath. The border turned to the east to Tanoth Shiloh and continued east to Genoa. Then it went from Genoa down to Ataroth and to Naara. The border continued until it touched Jericho and ended at the Jordan River. The border went from Tapua west to Kana Ravine and ended at the sea. This is all the land that was given to the Ephraimites. Each family in that tribe got a part of this land. Many of the border cities of Ephraim were actually inside Manasseh's borders, but the Ephraimites got these cities with the villages around them. But the Ephraimites were not able to force the Canaanites to leave the city of Gezer. So, the Canaanites still live among the Ephraimites today, although they did become slaves of the Ephraimites. The Book of John, an introduction. John was one of Jesus' closest followers. He begins this fourth gospel in a way that is very different from the other gospels. The other three, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, begin with Jesus' life. John's first words are, "In the beginning." In Genesis, these words begin the story of the creation of the world. John does not retell the creation story. Instead, he talks about the Word that was there in the beginning. What is this Word? John says that the Word was with God and was God. The Word is Jesus, the Son of God, who came into the world as light and life. The themes of light and life are repeated throughout the book, as are other themes like truth, love, and glory. John does not try to include all or even most of the events in Jesus' life. In fact, he says that all the books in the world would not be enough to record everything that Jesus did. John selects a few events that illustrate and reveal the divine nature and mission of Jesus, the Christ, which means Messiah or God's chosen King. John makes it clear that Jesus represents God. He is not just a wise teacher. He is more than a prophet. John shows in many different ways that Jesus is one with God. Jesus came so that people could see God in real life. In John's gospel, Jesus talks to people in a very personal way. Many of these conversations are not in the other gospels. For example, in John 4, Jesus meets a woman at a well in Samaria. Many Jewish people at that time thought that Jews should avoid people from Samaria. Many also thought that a man, especially a rabbi, a person who teaches about God, should not talk to a woman alone. But Jesus was not concerned about what people thought. He honored this Samaritan woman by having a conversation with her. He also revealed truths to her that, as far as we know, he had not told anyone else. Jesus shows by this that God wants everyone to know him, not just one special group. Eternal life is for everyone, no matter who they are, where they are from, or what they have done. But the power of Jesus' personality and message made some important leaders afraid. They saw that Jesus was a threat to their religious and political system. So they arrested Jesus and put him on trial. An angry crowd of people warned Pilate, the Roman governor, "Anyone who makes himself a king is against Caesar. So if you let this man go free, that means you are not Caesar's friend." But John's gospel shows that Jesus was not the kind of king that Pilate thought he was. In truth, Jesus rules a completely different kind of kingdom. He is our Lord and our God. The life he lived on earth shows us what God is like and opens the way for a relationship with him. In the book of John, Jesus, in part one, has always existed, is baptized, and finds followers. And in part two, shows his power with miracles and teaches people. In part three, teaches his followers and prays for them. Part four, is arrested, killed, and buried. And the last part, Jesus rises from death and teaches his followers. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 28. Jesus, the eternal Word of God. In the beginning, before the earth was made, the Word was there. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was there with God in the beginning. Everything was made through him. Nothing in all of God's creation was made without him. In him there was life, and that life was light for the people of the world. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not defeated it. There was a man named John who was sent by God. He came to tell people about the light. Through him, all people could hear about the one who is the light and believe in him. John was not the light, but he came to tell people about the light, the true light, the one who brings light to all people, was about to make his appearance to the world. The Word was already in the world. The world was made through him, but the world did not accept who he was. He came to the world that was his own, and his own people did not welcome him. But some people did accept him. They believed in him. And he gave them the right to become children of God. Yes, they became God's children, but not by a physical birth. It did not involve any human desire or wish. God himself made them his children. The Word became human and lived among us. We saw his divine greatness, the glory that belongs to the only Son of the Father. He was filled with God's grace and truth. John spoke about him when he made this public announcement.
"This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'The one who is coming after me is greater than I am, because he was there in the beginning, long before I was born.'"
He was so full of God's grace and truth that we received from him one blessing after another. That is, the law was given to us through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the one and only Son, who is himself God, has shown us what God is like. He is so close to the Father that when we have seen him, we have seen God. The Jewish leaders in Jerusalem sent some priests and Levites to John to ask him,
"Who are you?"
He told them the truth. Without any hesitation, he said openly and plainly,
"I am not the Messiah."
They asked him,
"Then who are you? You Elijah?"
He answered,
"No, I am not Elijah."
They asked,
"Are you the prophet?"
He answered,
"No, I am not the prophet."
They said,
"Then who are you? Give us an answer to tell the people who sent us. What do you say about yourself?"
Using the words of Isaiah the prophet, John said,
"I am the voice of someone shouting in the desert, 'Make a straight road ready for the Lord.'"
These Jews were sent from the Pharisees. They said to John,
"You say you are not the Messiah. You say you are not Elijah or the prophet.
Then why do you baptize people?
John answered.
I have authority to baptize people with water, but here among you is someone you don't know. He is the one who will come after me. But I am not good enough even to be the slave who unties his sandals.
These things all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan River. This is where John was baptizing people. Psalms chapter 53. For the music director, use the Mahalath, a maskil of David. Only fools think there is no God. People like that are evil and do disgusting things. They never do what is right. God looks down from heaven to see if there is anyone who is wise, anyone who looks to him for help. But everyone has turned away from him. Everyone has become evil. No one does anything good. No, not one person. Those who are evil treat my people like bread to be eaten, and they never ask for God's help. Don't they know what they are doing? They will be filled with fear, a fear like they have never felt before. People of Israel, you will defeat those who attacked you, because God has rejected them, and he will scatter their bones. I wish the one who lives on Mount Zion would bring victory to Israel. When God makes Israel successful again, the people of Jacob will be happy. The people of Israel will be glad. Thank you, everyone. That was day 119. Join us for day 120. More land is distributed to the people of Israel, especially the people of Manasseh. And then the Israelites gather together at Shiloh, at the meeting tent, and divide the rest of the land. And in the book of John, Jesus is baptized. And the first followers of Jesus appear. And already on the road, Jesus begins to teach them a new way of living, a new way to see the world around them. We hope you enjoyed today's verses. Be sure to leave us a positive review and to share this podcast with your friends and family. Please join us for the next episode as we experience the Bible in 1 year.
Did you know we offer online courses in creative writing, literature, and web design? Visit us at storymaster.online to learn more.